views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn sexy people. I want to invite you today to stay, to listen. This is not a live show, but it is a new show. It is a new recording with one of our beloved members of the community who volunteered to use their private session so that you can see how in-depth we go. And these have been chosen for you because they are very relative to what's going on in the world today. I'm wishing you a very Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and an incredibly prosperous, healthy, and genuinely creative new year, where we both, all, everyone together, join in knowing that we are the exaltation of creation. Enjoy. Hello, all you beautiful, fabulous, amazing, magnificent, so very sexy people. I have a surprise for you today. We have a beautiful client who has agreed to allow me to tape her sessions because every single one of the sessions I do with her is just absolutely amazing. So I asked her for her permission, and she said yes. So I'm thrilled to be able to bring this gift to you. And here we go. So we are going to start. Good morning, and thank you.
Hi, thank you, Dee. Thank you. The timing is perfect for this.
Oh, geez, after yesterday, yeah.
Oh.
Yesterday, we're recording this, and yesterday was the presidential election. So we're going to start, and they're laughing. Boy, do you guys sure need this. Our hearts are open, front and back, and merged with our whole brain. Our chakras are open, spinning in the right direction, and perfectly balanced. Our Hara line is straight, strong, and through the ID point, and we are aligned with Source and the Source of Love. And so it is. Claiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love, and we are ready to go. What would you like to talk about?
Okay. Thank you for that, by the way. I needed that.
Yeah, I think we both.
Well,
and probably, you know, for days to come, we are going to need to remind ourselves to bring ourselves into alignment here. As
yeah,
all
and
this
just,
energy settles.
Just the grounding. You know, with the election and the newness that's coming in as a result of the election, I was walking my dog, and I was so in my head about what was going on with the election, and so I really focused on just feeling my feet on the ground and gratitude, because I just feel so wingy right now with everything that's going on.
Well, I think everybody is there, especially on the side of the Clinton campaign.
Yes.
And I got up this morning and went into my little secluded room and just did a lot of work around it. And basically what the channel said is, you know, that we have all created this because we didn't think we were good enough. Now, if you remember... back, it, those of you that listened to Jennifer McLean's prediction shows, the channel said that Mr. Trump would win if all of us did not do our personal work that we need to do.
Yes.
And and so, of course, what are they attributing to? People who did not do the work they know they need to do and show up and take action.
Yeah.
And but bottom line, also, I think we need to stay in our knowing, truly stay in our knowing, that while we do the work and still hold the highest and good for this country, and I know there will be Trump supporters out within our community listening to this also, that all of us need to hold the highest and best through divine love, power through divine love, integrity through divine love, truthfulness through divine love. What is the best for the majority of the people, the majority of the energy in this country? And so if we walk our talk around what we know, and we have been asking for that and claiming that, then we have to keep an open mind to think that our claims have been answered, and in some mysterious way that we don't understand, those of us on the Clinton side, that perhaps he is the answer to what we have been claiming on behalf of our country. But what's important is that you continue to do the work you need to do, no matter who's there.
Okay, well, that's very parallel to what I wanted to talk to you about, in that I know so much. I meditate, I pray, I can feel energy when I meditate.
Mm-hmm.
I feel I can connect. And then I go out in life and I live life from my head. Not always, but a lot.
Yep.
And so I keep burning myself out over and over again. So I have my spiritual practices. I have these sessions. I listen to shows. I on the outside, I look like someone who is very connected to higher energies, and I do aspire to that. But then
And you are.
Okay.
You are connected to higher. We're all connected. Let's start there. We're all connected, and where the disconnection feeling comes from, you see, they cannot talk to us through our heads.
Uh-huh.
They can't get through that. That's not the frequency they communicate on.
Right.
So, you know, I think you explained it really well. I can stay in my heart when I'm in meditation, but when I go into life, I go right back into my head. Now, it is true that you don't do that nearly as much as you used to, and that you are aware of it when you do it. Is that true?
Yes, I am. Now I'm becoming very aware, and I'm really, quote, trying to not judge myself when I do make decisions from my head, because my head would have me constantly overdoing, overextending, and taking myself to a place of exhaustion. And I'm so tired of being tired. I just want to shoot my head. I'm so tired of being tired. And, I was just saying to a friend yesterday that when divine energy, you know, we were talking about intuition, and I said, you know, intuition comes through our heart, so we can't find our intuition in our brain.
Absolutely.
And so I sound so wise, and I feel it, and I mean it, and then I go out, and my head says, well, do this, and then you can relax. Do this, and I am obedient. I do it.
Well, okay, so let's stop there, because you're giving up your choice. You see, you're giving up your choice to yourself.
Yeah.
Did you hear what I said? You're giving up your choice. That's the angel and the devil that we talk about, the dark and the light side of the wolf that lives within all of us. So right now, you're still feeding the dark wolf by going to your brain more
than
you're feeding the light wolf by going to your heart.
But and, go ahead. Yeah.
Well, that's where we're all at, baby. We're all living the challenge of continuing to be more and more and more conscious, bringing ourselves back to consciousness so that the time between when we leave Narrows and pretty soon, we are the living meditation.
Yes, yes. Well, that's really where I want to be, is a living meditation. I find
Hold on a minute, because I get a no on that. So let's find out. There's one thing that keeps holding you back from making that an entirely true statement. Sheets, book, song, give me a movie.
A movie, A Gone with the Wind.
Okay. So they're giving me the last line that Clark Gable says, "Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn." So you care about living in this meditation, living from your intuitiveness all the time. What would it be that you don't give a damn about?
Myself? There's something. Is it myself? Because I put my health constantly on the line. I don't choose my body. I don't choose my health. I choose doing.
Okay.
And,
so you could say yourself, but the highest words are the truth.
I don't give a damn about the truth.
You don't give a damn about the truth, because if you did, you would live it more. So in other words, when it comes to the choice of go, 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 go,
yes,
you don't give a damn about the truth that this is going to take your body down, take your energy down, rack your focus. So the next question is then, why wouldn't you give a damn about that? And anybody and everybody that's listening to this, we're going to ask this on behalf of all of us, because it's the same thing. Sheets, book, song, give me another movie.
Another movie, River of No Return.
Okay. Well, I think you just summed up the belief that we all have. If I don't do, I'm not going to get any return.
Yes.
That's the only way I get a return. And we've been taught that for lifetimes, guys. You know, you don't create by sitting in a quiet room and envisioning and feeling into things. That's not the way you create. You have to do and take action. Now, what I'm telling you through the channel, or the channel through me, whichever way we're working here, is you have to combine the two. It's not an either-or thing. You have to get quiet, go into your heart, really know what you want, and then take inspired action out of that. But inspired action isn't action out of, I've got to keep myself busy, I've got to do, I've got to fill my day up, I've got to. You will not reap the benefits that you could be creating if you get to your intuitive place first and then take inspired action out of that.
Yeah.
Hold on. There's one other thing. We're going to a play. Okay. And they're taking me to the Book of Mormon, which is all about rules. All right. The rules have always been don't listen to yourself. Do what we've always taught you to do, which is do. Those have been the rules. Work hard. If you work hard, you'll make it in this life.
Yes.
Right? If you give up yourself, you'll be more successful. But,
right.
You know, this show that I've been sharing all with you that I'm doing and all of the challenges, there's a difference between fulfillment and getting something. So we need to consistently ask ourselves, is this going to be fulfilling for me? This action of doing, first of all, will it fulfill me? And if it fulfills me, let me, and everybody listen to this, let me get into alignment before I go into the doing. That's the most important thing that we can do that we're not doing. We all go out and take action without being in alignment with the action first. So, you know, how many of us stopped, went to our heart centers, fell into love, allowed that to expand, and then voted.
Go ahead. I understand that, Dee, and I understand that what happens is that I know it's fear that's driving me to do. I know it's rules. I know it's old. I know it's defaults. I know it's patterns. What happens is that when I go into my heart center and decide, for example, not to do something because I'm tired, then I go into such worry and anxiety about not doing that I'm emotional.
I need to stop you there because they want you to know that's not why you're not doing it. The tiredness comes from, well, my pendulum just went to its big, the big yes. The tiredness comes from not being in alignment with what you're trying to make yourself do.
Oh.
And so you go, oh, I just really don't want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just be tired because then that will give me a reason not to follow through. And the worry that comes afterwards is your ego.
Yeah.
It's your ego going, look how powerful I am, to make you feel really bad and guilty right now.
Yes, yes.
So, you know, your ego part is the God part of you that's not on board.
Right.
It's the dark wolf.
Oh, the dark wolf, yes.
Yeah.
I can understand that. The visual I'm holding as you're saying this is that I'm getting ready for a trip. And so I've got my daughter's bedroom. I've got all my clothes and everything all over her bed. And then I've got all sorts of other things that are going on, too. So I throw myself at what needs to be done in order to get it over with. And sometimes I go to a place of, well, am I in the have to, or can I do this from a place of love? Sleep on bed and do it from a place of love, and then you're going to feel less less anxious or less fatigue.
You're also going to feel like you have choice.
Yes.
You see. So they're asking me to go to a core belief now. Hang on.
Yeah, that would be helpful.
Now that we have all this information together. Yeah. Well, kind of sums it up. I have to struggle to conquer. So if you have that belief in place, anything that you think you should be doing, you're going to have to create struggle within yourself to do it, which is exactly what you've explained.
Yes.
You know, the struggle isn't coming from the outside. The struggle is coming from within you.
Yeah.
And it's a metaphor, really, for what we're all trying to and are bringing into alignment right now, is that place of knowing that when we truly know and we are in harmony with what we are asking ourselves to do, everything is kind of delivered to us. Now, we've all had experiences of that.
Yes.
You know? And I laughingly said I had about 15 minutes to go in and order these cards and stuff for my Christmas wrap gifts. And I parked the car, and I was feeling a little frantic, and I went, okay, going to take some deep breaths, going to fall into my heart, and I'm going to know that this is going to be done so easily and quickly, just effortlessly. And I walked in there. It literally, by the time I picked it out, he wrote it up. He showed me a sample, and I got the order in with 7 minutes.
Wow.
Pretty unheard of.
Yeah, that's
beautiful.
But
I didn't take my angst. I didn't take my flustering self in there. Now, do I remember to do that all the time? Heck no. But I'm working on it. And that's what I'm saying to you. You cannot allow yourself to feel burdened by your own journey. You see, this is why we're all here, to go on this journey, get on top of things that we want to get on top of, open our hearts up, create more money, create better health, you know, be in alignment, which means be happy. If you want to say it real simply, how can I get myself in the state of being happy about what I want to do?
Mm-hmm.
And loving what I do, which is what my great challenge is with the set.
Yes. I have repeated old patterns so much, my nervous system is really sensitive, so it can flare really easily, and it shows itself in terms of anxiety.
And who's in charge of that system?
I am.
Okay. So don't represent it like it's not a part of you and you have no control over it.
Okay.
Just saying. Okay,
yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah. So let's say then that I carry the experience, maybe it's a belief, but because it's repeated itself so often, that my nervous system rules and I just do what it says in order to just get the damn thing done so that I can go relax, have a drink, have a bath, this sort of thing. And then
yes.
I go and do the beautiful meditation afterwards. So there's two very definite light and dark wolves.
Uh-huh.
I understand that.
Well, which one are you going to feed the most? Because that one wins.
I want to feed the light one.
Okay.
I'm carrying a belief as we're talking that my nervous system is too badly damaged and I don't stand a chance of being able.
My pendulum goes right to no. That's, again, where your mental mind and your ego takes you, saying, oh, poor me, I have no control.
Yeah.
So the next time that happens, before you take the action, I want you to stop and do self-talk. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Here I am about ready to blow my adrenals and my nervous system and everything out again.
Yes.
Do I want to do this? Or have I not proclaimed that I don't want to do this anymore? Oh, that's right. I did do that. This is the way I talk to myself. So do you want to go down the toilet now, Dee, or not? No, I'm thinking I don't really want to go down the toilet. Well, okay, then you got to stop. And you got to fall into your heart.
Yeah.
And
I carry the belief that I don't have a choice.
Well, if you carry that belief, sweetheart, there's nowhere for you to go.
Yeah, I know. And I do have a choice. In a moment, I convince myself that I don't. I'm so used to not giving myself the choice and then develop physical symptoms.
And you know, this work, the first premise that this work is based on is exercising your right of choice.
Right.
Because nobody else does that for you, and that your choice leads to your self-creation.
Right. Wow. So what you're saying is before I take any action, is to slow down and really bring clarity into if I take an anxious, short breath, tight, contracted position over what I'm doing, that I'll blow my nervous system in adrenals, and is that what I want to do?
Yep.
So
because you're never gonna break the chain of command.
Yes.
Until you do that, you're never gonna rewrite the script.
Okay.
Because right now, you've said, I don't have a choice. My nervous system's in control no matter what I do to myself.
That's right, yeah.
And that's not what you want. You're saying clearly that's not what you want.
Okay.
So you have to say to your nervous system, no, 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 no. Good try. Valiant try, but we're not going here again. And then it starts to learn to listen to your direction.
Right.
And your choice. But, you know, like the universe, if you don't make the choice, it's hard for the universe to follow it.
Right.
It's hard for your body to follow it. Hard for your money to follow it.
I get that. Thank you. I mean, I know I'm getting it on deeper levels every time we talk or I have another go around. I'm getting it. And as I get it, I get increasingly more frustrated because it's so clear.
Well,
you
see, to know and not to do is not yet to know.
Oh, thank you.
So I'm saying to everybody, you all know it. You all get it. Now you have to do it. But not do it from the place of do, where we've all lived.
So, this takes me to the second theme, which I think is absolutely related to this, and that in our last session we talked about how when I talk, sometimes I talk in a very controlled way. And so I've really been listening to my voice, and when people say, hi, how are you? And I go, I'm fine. So I've really been bringing more joy into my voice. And what's come up for me, and it came up immediately after our session, is that the other kind of thing that runs me is the feeling that things are not going to be okay. So I do a lot of overextension and overdoing it in order to try to make things okay. So when I say to people, great, how did the so-and-so appointment go? Oh, it went really great. And it did on one level, but on the other level, I've got all sorts of worry about it, let's say. So then now I feel I'm lying to them, but I can actually present it in a positive or negative way. So this is good. I'm presenting it in a positive way. It's a
Which
learning
also
thing.
Helps you to increase your energy, by the way.
Yeah, it does. That I understand.
We heard that in your voice.
Yeah. I mean, I can guess that you're right. My energy does increase when I allow joy to be present. But allowing joy to be present means that I have to believe that good things can happen and good things will happen. And there's the dark wolf, if we use that analogy, goes to the place of, no, bad things happen. You've always believed that. Your family's always believed that. So do whatever you can do to protect yourself and not make bad things happen. So I worry.
And who's in control of that wolf?
Take control of that wolf?
Who is in control of that wolf?
Oh, right.
Yeah, you have the choice.
Right.
Again, you have the choice. They want to give you two things about worry. Sheets.
Okay.
Book. A song, please.
A song? Row, row, row your boat.
Okay. That automatically tells me that it's like an automatic brain synapse. Okay.
Yeah.
It's been repeated, and you've expressed that during the call. It's been repeated so many times that you don't think you have a choice now to shift it. But all it is you know, repetition can be positive and repetition can be negative. If you want to get your butt in shape, squats are a good repetition to do. If you want to make yourself have nervous problems and be stressed out, worrying is a good habit to do.
Right.
Right? So
right.
It's not as big a thing as you think it is. It's just a pattern that needs to be broken. You do not have to, nor have you ever had to, do what your family did.
Right. Right.
Okay. Now, am I going on to the second thing? We're going to the sheet, first sheet, second sheet, third sheet. Five, 15. Yep. Again, they want you to claim, so let's all claim together. I am the highest answer. I am healed. And I want everything to be balanced. I am. So let me say it again. I am the highest answer. Not the wolf, not the fear, not the worry. My I am presence, my God presence, my creative force that I use through choice is the highest answer. And I am healed. I'm not working to be healed anymore. I'm starting from a place of being healed. I want everything to be balanced. That's my intention. I am. I am all these things. And so it is. Okay, so again, they're taking you back to, do you know you're the God of you? Do you know that your choice creates your life? Do you know you have to intervene, redirect, redesign, redefine yourself toward what you want? You know, so many of you call me with, well, I just don't know what to do. The world is, or my family is, or my husband is, or, and I'm going, no, go back to you. You're the highest answer. The creation starts and ends with you.
I like what you're saying about saying I am the highest answer. I can do that when I pause and take stock of what my next moment will be, is I can say to myself, I am the highest answer. That will help me get out of my head and the kind of repetitive pattern that I keep falling into. I am.
Yes, and they're saying if you would just laugh, just make yourself laugh and then go into the I am, it will help you even more.
Okay.
Because you've got to detach from this drama of your nervous system.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, this has all become very dramatic, which is what keeps you from celebrating the joy.
That's right.
Right?
That's right. Yeah, I like that in terms of laughing and then saying, I am the highest answer. It's a whole different, it's so much easier to compartmentalize and just do my meditation and then kind of live my life from the dark wolf. And now, you know, I'm really on myself in terms of no more being so good and so bad. Now I really want to be balanced and living that kind of balanced life. So I really like what you're saying about laugh, saying I am the highest answer. The thing that comes to me, Dee, is can you help me with this thought, I guess it is, or this feeling about dread. It's not going to be okay. It's like there's this feeling of dread within me, even though I know it's the dark wolf, even though I know beautiful things have happened in my life, and I could write volumes about, you know, I ask for a parking spot and I get one. I've been reading the book Hiring the Heavens, and I've been asking the angels and I've been receiving. And then there's this part of me that feels dread.
How's that working for you?
Dr. Phil.
Does that make you feel better when you go into the dread?
No.
Okay.
But I believe it is truth. And that's what
I
want. I
get a no on that.
Oh.
You really don't believe it's true. What's going on is, okay, they're saying it's the same thing I used to do with my grades. I'd come home from taking a big test that I had studied for. And my mom would ask me how I did. And I said, I don't know. I really don't know how I did, Mom. You know, I tried, but I just don't know. And that became my good luck.
That's right.
So that I would get an A on the test. That didn't work in life, baby cakes.
I do that all the time. I downplay for fear of it not being good. So mm-hmm. I anticipate bad, live from the bad, and then I'm pleasantly surprised if it's good.
Well, what's really going on, though, is you're kind of playing the game with the universe. And it's, okay, well, if I celebrate who I am and celebrate my magnificence and really acknowledge how much of the creator I am for myself, it might go away. It might not happen.
Right.
So I'm going to keep this other little thing going so that I can be the humble, meek person, you know, and the heavens will still love me and give me what I want.
Right.
That's an old, old story and teaching from our grandparents and their grandparents and their grandparents, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
We all know that the meek inherit the earth.
Yeah.
Well, literally, they inherit the earth and they have to work it a lot.
Right.
Okay? That's not part of our belief system. Our belief system, as far as what the channel has taught us, is that, and also what Christ taught, is, you know, the universe wants to give us all the desires of our heart.
Yes.
And we're worth getting all the desires of our heart.
Yes.
So who's in the way? We are. We're the only ones in the way.
I'm realizing as you're sharing this that I celebrate that I am the essence of God, and I feel that, but I'm still, many times I use it as a coping technique, as you say, to make things better. I use it as a coping technique rather than as a real feeling that I'm not magnificent and that everything is okay, or I go into worry. So where I want to go into is this place of where I actually feel it as a truth rather than as a coping technique or as a way.
And the only way that you're going to get that experience is to start taking action and directing yourself and bringing yourself back to the other way as soon as you feel yourself going there.
Okay.
I literally want you to stop and name yourself and go, is this what you want? Because this is your ego. This is your ego bringing you down. This is your ego saying you're not magnificent. This is my ego saying, come on, the dark wolf's fun to play with.
Yeah.
You know, you'll be able to struggle more and own that belief that you have, that you have to struggle to conquer stuff. And then you'll feel like, oh, my gosh, you did even more, right? You did even more to get what you want. Wow, that feels really good. That remember that place where you go, oh, I just didn't think I could do one more thing, and you made yourself, and it's old. It's an old, old, old way of living.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
It's making you tired, baby.
It is. Well, I am so tired of doing or living from the old and kind of getting the new, but as I not in being the new, as I say, kind of use it as a coping technique. But I understand what you're saying is that to stop, name myself, I am, the essence of God, or I've forgotten, I've got it written
down. I am the highest answer.
I am
the creation in this moment. What do I want to choose?
Right. Okay. I am the highest creation in this moment. I am the highest answer. That's beautiful. Thank you. Yeah, that really helps because I can feel that.
And don't forget to laugh, they're saying.
Right.
It's so important for you to lighten all this up.
Okay.
You know, and literally, energetically, you will lighten up and not feel so tired.
Right.
I don't know why they keep saying this to me. It's not the cure for cancer. It's actually the way we would create cancer. All this worry and this heaviness.
Yes.
And this expectation of doom.
Yes.
That's how we create dis-ease, not freedom.
No. So when that expectation of doom comes up, what you're saying is laugh and say and feel. Feel it. And I can feel it. I am the highest answer. I am the highest creation. I can feel that when
good.
I say that.
Because you
really
have to train yourself now to automatically go to that feeling instead of the feeling of dread.
Right.
Again, it's a pattern of synapses that have gotten set up that you have the power to recreate and go, no, we're not going to exercise those anymore.
Right.
Right? I'm going to build, and I am building, new synapses right now to expect lightness, to expect my desires delivered to me.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I've been following the belief that when I hear or think dread, I fall into the belief that it's true rather than that it's a pattern. And as you say, science, it's the brain pattern.
Yeah.
And rather than looking for what happened in my childhood or what happened when I was growing up and, you know, unraveling it all from that point of view, to go into the place of connection, I am the highest creation. I am the highest answer. To feel it and to train myself in that feeling.
Absolutely.
So,
and that's the highest word, is train yourself. That's what we're all doing right now, guys. Like you would train your most beloved child or pet, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Hold yourself in that same esteem.
Right. Right. Okay. Okay, I get that. I what I'm really getting is how I so easily believe my mind, and I believe, you know, whether it's dread or whatever, and that there is a way that I can train myself. I mean, I know all about this cognitive restructuring and,
mm-hmm.
you know, think positive and all of that.
Yes,
and
you
I
teach
know,
other people to do it.
Yeah, so I know all of this. It's just crossing over, so to speak.
Yes, to know and not to do is not yet to know. So
right.
if you're not doing what you're knowing, and again, they want to remind you, get yourself in harmony with the frequency of love and what you want first, and then take action.
Okay. Okay.
You see, a lot of people that will be listening to this, they take action, and then they wonder why they can't get in alignment.
Right.
Right? So the two things, again, have to come together. The alignment with love and joy, and then the action taken from inspired direction.
What amazes me is that I know that it's important that I'm aligned with love and joy in order to move into inspired action, and I still do the old thing anyways.
They want to correct you. Part of you knows that. Yes, the part that's fighting you doesn't know it yet, otherwise it wouldn't be fighting you.
Okay.
So you want to keep feeding the part of you that knows.
Right.
And encouraging the part of you that knows. And taking action around the part of you that knows.
Yes.
Okay. Then the light wolf can take over.
Right. Right.
It's
okay.
It's the same as doing anything, guys. I remember when I was studying dance, you know, and I could do two pirouettes, and my teacher said, go back to one, you're not doing them correctly. And I said, but I can do two. She said, yes, but you'll never do four because you're not doing it the way that you can move into more expansion.
Ah,
okay.
Right.
I just got goosebumps all over me when I used
that. Wow.
I had totally forgotten about that analogy till this moment. I don't think I've ever used that before. But
wow,
it's true. If you're not walking the steps in the correct way, then the expansion is going to be limited.
Yes.
And that's why it's so important for us to get ourselves in harmony and alignment with feeling good, and then start creating what we know out of choice we want to create.
Right. 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 Yeah, I totally get that, and that's really helpful to get the I can feel what you're saying in terms of total expansion rather than limited expansion, and that I've been settling or I've been playing with limited expansion. When
you know what they're saying, you've been testing it because of that belief. Well, those two beliefs, I have to struggle to conquer, and something bad is going to come.
Right
now. Right? And so you've been testing it. But testing isn't moving forward in your knowing.
Right.
And it's a catch-22, guys. You have to go, okay, I'm just going to flip and know this. I'm going to trust it. I'm going to do it. And I'm going to see. I can always go back to being miserable. I can always go back to dreading things. I can always go back to overtaxing my nervous system. But, hey, let's give this a shot.
Wow. Thank you.
Yeah.
That really helps.
I
have been testing it. I've been toying with testing it. It's like putting my foot in the water in a pool, trying to decide if I really want to swim or not. But I come out with a wet foot, so that must be worth something, right?
Absolutely. Like I said,
I don't,
it's a journey. But they would like you to start putting your whole self in and doing the hokey pokey.
Right.
Okay?
Right, yeah. Yeah, I get
and
that.
Shake it all about and go for it.
Yes, yes. Okay. All right, I get that. Yeah.
Okay.
And if fear comes up, just pause and again.
Acknowledge it.
Yeah, acknowledge it.
Oh, I see. You're visiting again. I see. I see. You know, I recognize you. You used to be an old friend, and I accept you. But you know what? Not going to go outdoors and play with you this time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right? I'm going to make this choice this time.
That's a whole other different level of commitment.
Well, sure. That's why I call this work conscious creation.
Yes.
Because the more consciously we live, the more choices we have, and then expansion becomes tantamount and happens. It has to happen.
Right. It's interesting. I did a yoga weekend a while back, and as we went in, they had us chant 100%, 100%, 100%. And I was really brilliant at chanting it and meaning it totally in the moment. But it's now starting to have meaning as we're talking now.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I was really good at being a good student, right?
Yes. Now I want you to be the teacher.
Yeah.
Your teacher.
Yes.
You know?
Okay.
We all want to live 100%. We certainly all want to create 100%.
Yeah. And it takes 100% commitment to do that.
Absolutely, it does. Commitment's everything. Gee, I want to walk out that door. But if I'm not committed to walking out that door, my buddy's going to stay in this chair, honey.
Right.
And so what you've been doing is, I want to walk out that door, but ooh, what if something bad happens? I want to walk out that door, but ooh, what if I don't have enough energy to do that?
Yeah. So then
you know?
Just play with the doorknob, right? I just play with the doorknob, and I never do anything more than play with the doorknob. But then I get some good feelings that, well, at least I played with the doorknob.
Yeah.
But it
makes you tired trying to get out that door, darling.
It does.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
My love, is anything else coming up? Because I'm not getting anywhere else to go.
No, no, no. I feel complete. I can already feel my energy expanding as we're talking. And the tester now feels little, and I can see the littleness in it. And I can feel the feeling of expansion. Now, of course, the worrier comes in and says, oh, my gosh, what if it doesn't last?
Okay, and what do you say? What do you say to the worrier?
Well, I pause, and I say, I am the highest answer. And I laugh, and I say, thank you for visiting, but I'm not going to entertain you. And I go right into conscious creation.
Yeah. You know,
feeling.
Thank you for sharing, you know, but we're not going to dwell on this now. I acknowledge you. I know I have that thought. That's a part of me. I love me. I accept it. And now I'm going to choose this.
Right.
You got it?
Yes.
All right, my love.
Yes.
Thank you so much
for
doing this for everyone. They're going to get a lot of clarity from this call.
Oh, thank you so much. I feel so much better, and I hope this helps everyone because it certainly helps me get through the, wherever I get stuck, you know. I go to a certain but
we
I
all
really,
do. We all do, my love.
I feel the expansion. So thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay,
so appreciative.
Again.
And, boy, I hope everybody stayed with us. That was quite amazing for your discernment. And until we meet again, love yourself, and love yourself more, because you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.